Are we testing?
No.
Oh, we're here.
We're live.
Doing it live.
Do it live.
Well, hi.
Hello.
I'm Stacy.
And I'm Pete.
It's the We Don't Want to Grow Up podcast.
We're back, if I do say so myself, better than ever.
As we're here, like, you've got an ice pack on your shoulder and I'm having an allergic reaction to the pineapple cider I was drinking a minute ago.
I'm just talking content. Not physical situation.
We're not falling apart, I swear.
I've damaged my rotator cuff somehow. I can't lift anything.
But it spread from his neck, so I don't know how he did that. I think it's a pinched nerve. Dr. Stacy says it's nerves. But we do have a doctor in the house that we could consult.
We do.
I hear crickets around.
IFKYK.
That's what I was going to say.
I stole that from your episode notes.
You did!
How dare you!
Oh, now I have to come up with something else to say. Well, I did want to share this one little thing. So I saw a post by Millennial Misery on Instagram featuring a candle that was very popular in the 90s. I feel like mostly with teen girls, but that could just be because I was a teen girl in the 90s and I had a few, but they would sell them in like the Delia's catalogs, or you would see them in like Spencer's, places like that. I tried to find the actual name of these. I saw them described as 90s round psychedelic candles.
Yeah.
Then glowing ball candles.
Yeah.
Then glow candles. And then Mille Fiori style candles. So then I had to look that up. And here's what I found. Mille Fiori is an Italian word that means 1,000 flowers.
Ooh.
Which this also makes me think of Gilmore Girls, of course. If you know, you know. Sorry, I can't think of another creative way to say that.
It's okay. I'm the creative one.
But the 1,000 yellow daisies moment.
Oh, yeah. I knew exactly what you were talking
about.
When you said that.
But it's also a glasswork technique that creates like decorative patterns on glassware. Anyway, when I shared this post with the candle, I think it said, I'm this old, and had a picture of the candle. You know how you see those going around.
Sure.
And I shared it to my stories and I said, I wish I still had mine. And a lovely follower of ours named Alex sent me a DM and she said that she still had hers and that she would send it to me because our Instagram page brought her so much joy.
Oh.
And she did send it to me and I have it sitting on my desk now. And so now every day it brings me joy.
Oh.
The circle of life.
17. First taste. Wrong song.
Wrong song, but I love it too.
Well, thank you, Alex.
Yes.
That thing was cool to see.
So fun. And like it's been burned a little bit, but I don't even care. No. I love it. Like I had an identical one and just holding it in my hands, like brought back so many memories of crying in my bedroom under my black lights.
Oh.
And glow in the dark stars. But good times.
Very good times.
All right, it's that time for someone to come to the front of the class for show and tell.
Stacy Lynn, you come on down.
I was like, how do you know her middle name is Lynn? Because I have her Instagram handle right there. Yes, we have another Stacy, Stacy with an E.
Stacy was born in 1983.
Favorite 80s movie? She said, I know it's weird, but I love Overboard.
I love Overboard.
I do too. I don't think that's weird at all.
It's not. You're one of us. One of us.
One of us.
Favorite 80s song, When I Think of You, by Janet Jackson.
Nothing else seems to matter. Favorite 90s movie, Wayne's World.
No, you did it wrong. Wayne's World!
Party time! Excellent!
Favorite 90s song? This is nearly impossible to choose. So I chose a song that I feel really says 90s, and that is Jamiroquai, Virtual Insanity.
That does really say 90s.
It does. Like that video, I don't know if it was the first one of the film me in a box.
Yeah.
At like a long angle. But
yes.
That's the one I remember.
Sliding around on treadmills. I love it.
Yeah.
Favorite 80s TV show, Cheers. And favorite 90s TV show, My So-Called Life.
Favorite toy, the original Nintendo, the NES. We love ours.
Yes, we do.
We go head to head on Tetris.
Yes, we do.
I usually win. Dare you.
How dare you. You wish.
I do wish.
Favorite game, Girl Talk Dateline. Loved it.
Favorite place to go to the mall, Spencer Gifts or Aeropostale?
Aeropostale is how I always said it.
Well, you said it wrong. So if you want to say it wrong, go ahead. Otherwise, send me to the VP's office.
I will. You're rowdy today.
Rowdy.
Celebrity crush, early 90s Leonardo DiCaprio, late 90s Eminem.
Wow.
See, that's interesting because a lot of people, I mean, Leo was in our lives for a long time, but I think a lot of people didn't notice him really until Romeo and Juliet and Titanic.
Mid-90s.
Mid to late 90s.
Yeah.
But maybe she was a growing pains Leo girl.
Oh.
You know, which I also enjoyed him. I did have a crush on Kirk Cameron, but when Leo came, it was like, oh.
Who's this?
He's more my age.
What dude doth yonder window break?
I'll never let go. And Stacey says, the 90s was the best decade ever. I didn't see it then, but now I know. LOL. Very good show and tell, Stacey.
Nice work, Stacey Lynn.
And nice name.
You may be seated.
I feel like Country Pete is here.
Oh. I'm back from the globetrotting.
Globetrotting. Were you swinging a basketball around with the Harlem Globetrotters?
I was dunking on your face. Who wants a thunder dunk?
We need a Harlem Globetrotters music Country Pete mashup.
Do it. Do it.
You do it.
All right, task me and I shall do it.
Thank you, Stacey.
Very great show and tell. Gold stars all around.
All around. If you would like to participate in our show and tell, you can email us at wedontwantogrowuppod@gmail.com and ask for a questionnaire.
If you'd like to connect with us on social media, we're on Instagram at wedontwantogrowuppod.
We're on TikTok at wedontwantogrowup.
Come check us out on Facebook at wedontwantogrowuppodcast.
We also have a Facebook group called The Cozy Club - Fans of We Don't Want to Grow Up.
Now, if you'd like to help support the podcast, and we know you do, and gain access to over 60 bonus episodes, you can go to patreon.com/wedontwantogrowup.
And if you're interested in We Don't Want to Grow Up merch, you can go to
we-don't-wanna-grow-up.myspreadshop.com.
All right. We're back with another list.
It's the second episode in our series where we've polled your Instagram and Facebook followers to see what songs, fast and slow, remind you of school dances from the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. This episode, of course, the 90s.
This one we can actually relate to because we were at school dances in the 90s.
Yeah, I went to a couple in 93, 94, 94, 95.
Nice.
So I have a limited time frame of school dance memories.
Yeah, because he went to a private school before that.
There was not any dancing or school dances.
No dancing. It was like the town in Footloose.
Yes, Footloose. I like it.
I started going to dances in 92 and 92 to 98. So that's my experience. So we got so many answers that we're definitely going to be doing multiple parts. For now, we are just going to be sharing the top five slow songs that reminded you of school dances in the 90s and the top five upbeat songs that reminded you of school dances in the 90s. Also, people were all in these comments, and I saw probably 20 different people requesting a playlist. So we will be curating a Spotify playlist because there's no way that we'll be able to get to all of the songs that were listed.
Right. Are we going to combo them into one giant list?
I don't know. I don't know if we do. I think we should separate it by decade.
I think we should separate it by decade and then make one big list separately.
What?
So I think we should have an 80s playlist.
Yeah.
A 90s playlist.
Yes.
A 2000s playlist.
Yes.
And then we have one playlist that is all of them.
All of them.
All of them.
All of them. All right.
We're new to the Apple Music world, so maybe we'll figure that out too. But for now, it's going to be Spotify. We could also do Amazon Music.
Potentially. That's all very time consuming, though. And it I would like you to know it took me days to tally and curate these lists. So I don't know how much left I have to give.
But you have the lists created.
Yes.
All right. Well, maybe I'll task myself.
Oh.
With making it.
That would be nice.
For you, the listener, my favorite.
Not me.
And you, my favorite listener.
All right, let's get to this list. So we decided when we did our 80s list, if you haven't listened to that one, go check it out, that we would start with upbeat songs first, because you got to start the party with a fast song.
Got to come out of the gates hot.
Number five on the list is actually in a three-way tie with the next two. So first, we are coming in from 1997 by Freak Nasty, Da Dip. Not to be confused with The Dip.
No. I was very graduated at this point, so I know this song. I just didn't dance that often to it.
Oh, I mean, pretty much every song on this list, I was like, yes, yes. Like, it brought back so many memories. This would have been like my junior or senior year.
So you're definitely crushing it to this song.
Yeah.
All right, number four on the list from 1994. So this one I do know from Rednecks, Cotton Eye Joe.
This one makes me laugh, but it was so prevalent at our dances.
It was in ours as well.
And I remember learning line dancing to this song as well in middle school.
I did not.
Although 94, well, I was in middle school at the end of 94. So that would make sense. Because I don't think we learned line dancing in high school.
93, 94? No, you should have been.
Yeah, I was.
You're only three behind me.
I was in high. My freshman year was 94, 95. I remember learning it in PE class when we did line dancing.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
We did not have line dancing in my PE class.
No?
No.
Oh, that's when you were still at the private school, though.
94? No.
Oh. Well, we did, like, we would do that and, like, the boot scoot and boogie.
Is it boogie? I always thought it was booty.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And then, of course, the electric slide. Boogie, woogie, woogie. Boogie, woogie. Which may or may not be on a list at a later time.
Mm.
All right. Number three. From 1996 by Quad City DJs, Come On and Ride It, The Train.
Choo choo!
I'm doing the dance
choo,
right now.
Choo choo!
Come on, ride that train.
And ride it.
Oh, such good times. I feel like looking at this list, like there's not much that I would change from this top five, honestly.
Me either, although a couple of these are a little bit too late for me.
Yeah.
But not this next one. From 1992, I can still remember absolutely crushing this song with all of my friends from House of Pain. Jump Around.
Jump around. Jump around. Jump up and get down. Jump, 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 jump.
When that song started, whew, it was time to clear out that dance floor if you didn't want to jump around.
Jump up and get down. And that's a song that I remember playing in clubs later.
Oh, yeah.
In the early 2000s. And still, everybody was on the dance floor, of course.
I can still remember at one dance, after Jump Around, they played Insane in the Membrane.
Insane in the Brain. That's the song that I used to get confused with who, if it was from Cypress Hill or House of Pain.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
I didn't know what any of them looked like. I just knew the songs. And for some reason, they both had a similar feel to me, so I would confuse them.
I had the House of Pain tape.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. I snuck it from my friend Missy. She let me borrow the tape, and I snuck it into the house. Totally rocked out.
I think I might have that single, or I have Insane in the Membrane. I can't remember. I'll have to go look. All right, and number one on our list from 1994, from the 69 Boys, Tootsie Roll.
We go.
To the left, to the left. Oh.
Now, what do they say? They say cotton candy, free to go. Let me see that Tootsie Roll.
Sweet and low.
Oh, is it sweet and low? We still need to do that Patreon episode where we put in the lyrics that we think they're saying.
I know. Oh. Sweetie Go.
Oh,
Cotton candy, Sweetie Go. Let me see that Tootsie Roll. It's actually the Tootsie Roll.
The Tootsie Roll.
That. But then they say that Tootsie Roll later.
Here we go.
Yeah, that part's right. I just obviously made up my own words there.
Ditto. I mean, it didn't matter. Everybody's like yelling. And I mean, the dance floor was popping at this point.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I think the only songs that I would have added to this as far as upbeat would be Rump Shaker.
Yes.
From Rex and Effect from 92. It's definitely middle school dance vibes for me. And I have like specific memories of dancing to that song with my friends. And then There It Is by Tag Team 93.
I feel like at mine, they were still playing Funky Cold Medina as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they always would play older songs too.
Yeah.
You know, but they would like...
For all the teachers.
Yes.
That was so old from the 80s.
Well, no, what I think is funny is because there's some songs that are on our list. I don't know if we're getting to them today. Yeah, we're not going to be getting to them today, but there are songs on the list that were from the 60s and 70s that I swear I saw so many people say, and I'll talk about this again, but that they would have like some older hippie English teacher or whatever was the DJ, and they would close out the night with one of the songs that I'll be listing later. I'm sure that people can guess what songs they were from, like, you know, a handful. Like, it's not hard to pick.
Right.
Oh, wait, I thought of another one. I would also add Cantaloupe from Us Three. From
Cantaloupe.
Bitty Bitty Bop.
Oh.
Funky. Nobody said that.
Wow.
Although people were, I confess, people have still been answering.
Still.
And I gave up. I was like, look, I got my list. Because a lot of these were so far, especially the top five of both of these were so far ahead of anything else that like nothing was going to top it. The only thing that would have maybe changed is that some of them that were tied might have switched out or something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah. I mean, there were definitely clear winners, especially in our slow songs list, which we're getting to now.
I was going
to
say, speaking of number five on our 90s slow song list from 1991. From Guns N' Roses, November Rain.
Yes.
I don't remember dancing that much to this one, to be honest, though.
I mean, I don't remember it as much as some of the other ones on the list. I do kind of remember it, but I'm wondering if they like edited it because it's such a long song.
Yeah, there had to be a radio edit that was like 3 to 4 minutes long and not 7 or 11 or whatever it was.
Right. I do remember like because there's one dance that we had in eighth grade that was a video dance. So they had these projectors or they had screens and projectors and they put the music video on the screen while we were dancing.
Wow.
And that was really cool. And so that's. Honestly, that's why I think it's the visual. It's why I remember several songs that would be on the top of my list, just because I remember seeing the video while we were dancing.
Right.
And that's one of them.
Did they only do that once?
As far as I can remember. You know what song, which is not on any of our lists, but one of the random songs that I remember them playing is, what's the song? Turn.
Is that like the Birds or something?
Yeah. Which is from like the 60s or 70s, right?
I would think that is from the 60s.
Turn is from 1959.
59?
It was written in 59.
Wow.
Oh, it came out. It was released in 65.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember a video for that playing.
At that point, that's like 25 to 30 years old.
Which would be like them playing 90s videos at a school dance right now.
Yes, it would be.
That's so funny. Let me just look at this. And I don't even know, like, if this would be the video. I'm pulling it up here to see. I wonder if, like, somebody just made a video and put the song over it. Because they wouldn't have even had, like, an actual music video, right?
When did music videos start? I doubt it.
MTV
they might have made one
around.
Later. No, yeah, definitely. But music videos were around before MTV.
Yeah.
They were a lot less prevalent.
I feel like I recall seeing, like, fields of grass and, like, either windmills, which would make sense, like turn, something like that. I don't know. Anyway, I digress.
First music video came out in 1894.
What? Well, maybe there was a video then. All right. Here's a goodie from 1991. Bryan Adams, Everything I Do. I do it for you.
No, it's true. Everything I do it for you.
I definitely danced to this song multiple times.
Yes. Of course, from the Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves soundtrack. Oh, what a good song.
I think I put it on a few mixtapes.
Yep. I remember like waiting to record this one off the radio.
Yeah.
And I remember watching the video with my friend, actually at my friend Amanda's house. Really? The same one that I was just talking about in our 80s list episode, because we were calling the New Kids Hotline and got in trouble.
Bad kids.
So bad.
Our number three from 1994, from All for One, I Swear.
I swear, by the moon and the stars and the skies, I'll be there.
Ugh. So dramatic, this one.
This one, again, middle school dance. Well, but I swear that my middle school boyfriend called me and played this on the phone.
You graduated in 98, right?
Yes.
97. Is senior year,
mm-hmm.
97, 96, junior, 95, sophomore, 95 to 94, freshman, 94 to 93. So it's 93, 94, 94, 95. So you were
in middle school,
93, 94.
Told you.
You do the math. It's your school year.
I know, but I told you before. This is, makes sense now. I was doing the Cotton Eye Joe in middle school. I feel better now.
There you go.
Anyway, so I Swear was originally released by country artist John Michael Montgomery in 1993.
And I swear.
And I'm sure it had lots of success, but this is definitely the one that I remember, and it's the one that everyone listed.
Yes. I probably had a couple cries to this song.
Oh, it's so good.
My broken heart.
I really liked All for One.
Yeah?
They didn't get a lot of credit. No. I mean, I liked a lot of the songs on their album. They had a couple other hits. Well, they had I Could Love You Like That.
That's a good one.
I think was also a cover of a country song.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Let me look. Oh, it's another John Michael Montgomery song. Did they have like an agreement or something?
That's their dad.
They had a partnership. That's their dad. I need to look into that. I think maybe on Patreon we'll do an All for One deep dive.
Expose on the relationship between All for One and John Michael Montgomery.
Everybody's going to be signing up. All right. It's my turn, right?
Yep.
Next on the list, this would be my number one, but I don't make the rules. Well, I do make the rules. I couldn't cheat.
You only had one entry.
I only had one entry. And it was close at times, but the number one just took off. From 1991, From Boys to Men, End of the Road. If you're new here, I feel like Grandma Stacy telling the same story that she's told a million times, and all of our regular listeners are like, oh, this story again. I won't go into a great detail like I have before, but this is the song, the first song that I ever danced with a boy to. So, of course, it is very strong in my memories and definitely would be number one for me.
They were definitely still rocking this in my high school dances. So I danced to it. It was not my first dance. I don't remember what my first one was. Could have been this, but I doubt it.
I would say Boyz II Men really dominated school dances across the globe. I mean, our top 10 list definitely has more than one Boyz II Men song in it.
Rightfully so.
Yes.
Okay, that brings us to our number one. Number one from 1998, from Casey and JoJo, All My Life.
Yeah, this one was a landslide.
Was it?
I was actually shocked, but I realized that I think the reason I was so shocked is this song came out the end of my senior year of high school. I have video footage in my church van with a bunch of teenagers, and we're all singing this song, and it's great. And I know that they played it at like my prom and things like that. But for people who are younger than me, I'm sure they heard it through their whole like middle school, high school careers.
Yeah, it was like their anthem.
Yes.
Their school dance anthem.
Yep. It's a great song. I loved Casey and JoJo.
This one missed me a little bit. So, yeah.
Well.
All you youngins.
I mean, you were 21. 20?
Yeah. So, I mean, I probably heard it in the club, but yeah, not that often.
Maybe. Would they play slow songs in the club?
I don't know. I never went to the club. Just trying to pretend, be one of the cool kids at the club. It's down in the bay in Chattanooga.
Oh, that's funny. I love you.
I love you.
Well, this was a great list. I can't wait to do part two.
Yeah.
And then we will also be doing another episode over on our Patreon where we will share even more of the list.
I cannot wait.
So keep your eyes peeled for that and for playlists.
Yes.
The playlist will be abundant when we get to them.
Yes, they will.
Next year for next prom season, 2025. I'm not drunk, I swear. I swear. Oh, wait, let's do the John Michael Montgomery. By the moon and the stars in the sky. I'll be there.
I'll be there.
I swear. Bye.
Bye.
Like a shadow that's by your side.
Postel. Postel? I can't remember.
I say it differently than you.
The 90s was the best decade. Was the best decade. The 90s. And she's... Here we are with another list.
How are you doing? I'm just hitting puberty today.
Oh, babe. Class night, class 98.
Class 98.
I knew that's what you wanted to say.
Can't say it without thinking it.
Like a shadow.